Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to another episode of the Karate Chronicles. On Saturday, June the 23rd, and I wanted to throw a question out at you, because it's a good one. Sometimes I have good questions, you know what I mean? Anyhow, here's my question. Are you left or right-handed? Now, statistically speaking, 9 of the 10 people answering this question will say, right, Anthony, mind your business. And I get it, because, you know, sometimes I need to mind my business. But that's not the point. The point is, I've been to many, 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 many schools over the years. I've been to many, 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 many gyms, dojos, studios, whatever you want to call it. And almost in every single instance, when it's time to spar, people have their, in this case, left foot forward, right foot back. That's their power side. My question for you is, how good are you on your off side? Can you fight with your right foot in front and your left foot back? And this may seem like I'm nitpicking, but this is important for a couple of reasons. One, if you were to be attacked, you do not get to choose which side your opponent stands on. You can't say, pardon me, kind sir or kind madam. You did not get my good side, and I'm going to need you to step on over here so I can unleash shock and awe on you. It doesn't happen that way. And this is important because about 20-something years ago, I realized that I was doing the same thing. So I forced myself to turn southpaw. It's had great results because even in this traditional sports fighting world, nobody likes to fight left-handed fighters. It's awkward. It throws off their balance. And people, because only a tenth of the world is left-handed, they have to go out and find partners that are left-handed. And then the funny part is, even left-handed people don't like fighting left-handed people because it's unusual to them as well. What I've learned is that being able to exploit someone's weakness from either side is an invaluable skill. I'm right-handed, like most of us, but I learned to box and spar as if I was a left-handed fighter. I got the idea from the boxer Marvelous Marvin Hagler. He was a right-handed fighter who had amazing results fighting southpaw. And it has gotten to the point where I felt so comfortable fighting as a southpaw that I found myself turning to the southpaw side when I was sparring with some members of my family, as opposed to just allowing it to happen if it happened that way. I actually felt more comfortable as a southpaw, which is weird to me. And so I'd like to just mention to you, you know, as you're training, switch it up. I've seen a lot of drills where, let's say it's a knife defense. First of all, most knife defense techniques are horrible. Just to start with that. It is what it is. Second, the uke, the defender, is... it doesn't even matter which. On either side of the martial arts equation, the self-defense equation, it's usually a right-handed person facing a right-handed person. And all you have to do is make one of those people change their stances, and then you see them thinking. All that smooth, cool practice that they've done pretty much goes out the window because they're, quote-unquote, not used to doing it on the other side. The one thing I love about training from a horse stance and doing certain techniques is that it forces ambidexterity. You have to use both sides. And any school worth its salt, even when you're not in that traditional horse stance doing your blocks and punches and stuff like that, you should be requiring that people use both sides. I personally, because I like to get to know my students on a more personal level, and this is just a me thing, I ask people, are you left or right-handed? And then what I do is, however many reps we do of a technique, I make them do 5 additional to their offside. So let's say we're doing rear leg front snap kicks. They do 10 on their right leg, their dominant leg, but they throw 15 on their off leg. And that's not to say that you'll ever necessarily bridge the gap so that there's complete ambidexterity, but you should not be like a fish out of water if your dominant side isn't being presented. And I don't know, like, I really don't think that there's an argument for this that holds any water. You should be able to do your techniques within a close level of skill with either side. I'm right-handed for sure. Like I said, I kick hard with my right leg just because I'm, you know, right side dominant. But it doesn't mean that you want me to kick you with my left leg as a as a consolation prize. I'm right-handed, but my left hook will fold you. My left shotgun jab is firm and fast. And I worked hard to make it that way. So when you're looking at your training, or looking at the training in your schools, go ahead and notice if you're doing the same self-defense techniques from the same side all the time. If not, switch it up. Believe me, you're not doing your students a service at all. You're actually doing them a disservice because you're handicapping them in a way that could be dangerous later. What do you guys think about that? I mean, I personally can't think of a good reason not to have reasonably ambidextrous students as it pertains to technique execution, but I'm just one person. Maybe you know something I don't. No, you don't. I know everything. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead and call and let me know. I love to hear this stuff because whenever these kind of conversations progress, the only thing that happens is progress for both sides. Either you reinforce something or you learn something new. And I'm totally game for either one of those things. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. Check me out on YouTube under Anthony Thomas Martial Arts. But by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.